Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. My name is Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to flip off societal pressures and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're here to encourage you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Selfish Confidence Podcast. It's Jess here, and I have a very special guest who I have been working to get on this podcast for a while. Our schedules just haven't worked up, so I'm just so excited to have Josie here. Welcome, Josie. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to have this conversation. I'm pumped. I'm so glad that our schedules finally meshed. I know we've scheduled this a handful of times for both your podcast and my podcast, and had to reschedule a couple of times and it finally worked out. So I'm really excited.
Yes, I'm so excited too. And what's really fun is Josie and I did our podcast episodes back to back. So if we're a little giggly, if we're getting a little like, you know, we've been on the screen and on this mic for a while, that's why, because we've already recorded one. So really excited for you to hear all of Josie's knowledge and all of her truth with us. So can you tell us a bit about you and your background and how you got started on this journey of where you are now?
Yeah. So I am a former CFO and tax professional turned business strategist and coach. And primarily what I do is I help entrepreneurs build 6+ figure businesses on their terms in a way that's aligned with how they're here to show up and function and the purpose that they're here to fulfill in this world, in this life. And I also help people who aren't entrepreneurs who kind of want to develop their career path. Maybe they don't feel fully aligned with what it is they're doing, or they kind of want to grow or increase the trajectory of where it is that they're going. So I do both individual coaching with entrepreneurs, and then I also coach people in their careers, and I do a little bit of corporate coaching as well with corporate teams.
So cool. Like, that sounds so badass. I remember when I met you a couple years ago and you had talked about going into like a pivot, into changing your mind a little bit when it came to your business. Can you chat a little bit about that? Because I know this isn't always the path you've been on when it comes to like business coaching and doing what you're doing. So can we talk about like where we were before and how we transitioned into this like badass move that you're in right now?
So I've made several pivots and I have been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. So in those 20+ years, I've made several pivots. I've done several different things. I built my first 6-figure business as a single mom with a toddler and then a preschooler and another toddler while simultaneously working a 9-to-5. And so my first real business was actually in event planning. I was an event and wedding planner. And I did that for several years and ultimately just kind of got burned out doing that because I was a single mom with young kids and working a lot of weekends and working a lot of evenings. Because when you're helping people plan events, your hours are just kind of all over the place. But I did that for several years until I finally just couldn't do it anymore. I sold that business. I went into something else. Then I pivoted again. I found myself ultimately opening up an accounting and tax business a handful of years ago. So I ran an accounting and tax business for professional business owners, real estate professionals, lawyers, that sort of a thing. And I did that for several years. And I started to feel just a little bit, again, kind of burned out in what I was doing. Because the businesses that I was serving, it was a lot of masculine energy. And it was a lot of just like showing up and working on the computer and obviously accounting and tax. It's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of spreadsheets. It's a lot of just like masculine energy in the business. And I was really, even though I naturally have a good amount of masculine energy that tends to be my go-to, I was starting to feel like I needed to incorporate a little bit more feminine energy in my business. And I just needed to kind of balance that out a little bit because I was recognizing that burnout again. And so what I decided to do was I decided to fire all my clients and find a whole bunch of new ones. And I thought maybe what I want to do is I want to serve like women entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, people in this coaching space, in this podcasting space. And I wasn't real familiar with this space. And so I didn't really know how to find those people. And I heard on a podcast a woman who was a coach at the time who was teaching women how to build podcasts, who was going to be hosting her very first women's empowerment event. And I thought, okay, that's really cool. I'm going to go to this event and I'm going to get a bunch of clients because I just fired all my clients. So I need clients. And if she's coaching women entrepreneurs, podcasters, like these are the types of women that I want to get into my business and start serving so I can get this energy that I'm kind of wanting, this energy influx in my business. And so that's ultimately what I did. I went to this event. I showed up at this event with the sole goal of getting a bunch of clients. I was not there to connect. I wasn't there to like make friends. I was there to get clients. And what happened when I walked into this room? It was like I've said this to a handful of people. It's like I walked into this room and I was not expecting what it was I walked into. It was like if a human being could be a glitter bomb, this room was full of human glitter bombs. And it was like feminine energy on steroids and just like playful and fun and just high energy and just all of these women in this one space. And I was not used to that energy. I was not comfortable in that energy. I was like, what the fuck did I just sign up for? I don't know what I'm doing here. Why am I here? And I kind of froze and I didn't really interact with anybody for the first day and a half. I was like, I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know what I was doing there. I was like, maybe this was a bad idea. But I kind of started psyching myself up because I had this goal and I'm a person who sets goals and like I'm going after them, like even if it's uncomfortable. So I'm like, okay, I got to start talking to people because I got to get clients because I spent a lot of money to get here. I'm a single mom, right? I flew from Omaha, Nebraska to Phoenix, Arizona by myself to get to this event. I bought the tickets. I got the hotel. I paid all this money to get here and I had to find people to stay with my kids. And it was a lot of work to get here. So I'm not going to blow it. I'm going to go home with some clients. And as I sat there in this room and I watched women take the stage and I watched women interact with each other, I started to realize that maybe I didn't want these women as clients the way that I thought I did. I started to feel more like I kind of want to be them. Like I kind of want to do whatever it is they're doing. And not that I wanted to do exactly what they were doing, because I recognized they had this very different energy than I naturally had, but it was like, whatever they're doing, however they found the thing that's lighting their life on fire, I want to find whatever that is for me. And another sort of part of my story is that I have a theater background. So I have a background in theater. I have never been in a space that has a stage and not immediately visualize myself on that stage. I'm just a natural, like, I'm natural on the stage. And so as I'm watching women take the stage, I'm like visualizing myself on this stage. And I'm like, I could totally do this. I could totally do this. But this other voice in my head is telling me, but you're not like them. You're not like them. You don't have the same energy that they have. And so I've got this sort of contradictory, these voices in my head that are contradicting each other. On one hand, telling me like, I'm meant to do this. And on the other hand, telling me, no, you're not, because you're not like them. And the very last person who took the stage that weekend walked in with a intense, badass energy that the minute I saw her, I identified that she had the exact same energy as me. And as she walked up and took that stage, I was like, oh, I can do this. I can do this. And as soon as that event was over, she was the only person that I connected with at that event. I hired her as my coach. She is now my longtime coach and mentor, a very good friend. I love her. She has helped me through this whole entire journey of rediscovering what I'm here to do. But it was in recognizing this energy that I had, that was so much different than everybody else's energy and doubting my own abilities. And then seeing someone else do the thing in a way that I would do it myself, and finally realizing I can do this. And so I went home from that event without a single client. And I shut down my business. I shut down my accounting business. Like I said, I hired her as my coach. And then I began the process of just deconstructing this identity that I had built, that I thought was the way I was supposed to be and the person I was supposed to be and the way I was supposed to show up, and rebuilding who I truly was from a place of authenticity, from my core, from how I'm here to show up so that I can do the things that I'm meant to do from the energy that I'm meant to do it.
Dang, girl, dang. Because I remember you from, again, I was at this event, so it's really, really beautiful because it's like I can sit here and I can visualize the whole thing. Even as you said, like that last speaker came out, I can visualize the moment. And it's really beautiful to hear that you connected with someone, and someone that maybe not everyone would connect with, right? Same goes with some of the other speakers. Like someone's going to connect with someone and might not connect with the others. And it's beautiful to watch that transition, that you burnt everything down. Even it started before you went to this event. Like the universe is playing games when you're just like, let me just fire all my clients. I'll go to this event. Don't you worry. I'm going to find me some new ones.
Right.
You're going to be fine. And then you walk in that room and you're just like, yeah, glitter bomb on steroids, 100%. There's a lot of energy in that room. And how did you feel walking into that room as someone who had a different energy? Like, you feel like a black sheep, feel like an outsider? Like, what was it when you walked in there and you're just like, this, I don't know if these are my people?
Yeah, it felt very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable. I didn't know how to talk to anybody. I didn't know how to approach anybody because I felt like I did feel like an outsider because I don't have that glitter bomb energy. I have a lot more, like my energy is a lot more intense and naturally a lot more masculine, and just I don't show up looking like a glitter bomb. And I didn't know how to talk to people. And I felt like I made a mistake. I felt like I really wasn't supposed to be there. And I took everything in me not to just hide out in my hotel room the entire weekend and not go to any of the speakers, to any of the events that I had paid for that weekend. It took everything in me to just keep showing up, even in the times when I was just there and not interacting with people and just kind of watching everything unfold, was very, very uncomfortable.
What I love too is not that you were uncomfortable. I don't love that for you. Okay. Wish I could have been there to hold your hand, but then you would have been like, Jess, get off me. because I do have that like higher glitter energy, but I've always struggled to connect in these rooms too, because in the human design world, I'm a projector and we just don't have the same amount of energy to go, 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 go that someone like maybe yourself might have as a manifesting generator. So even though we were two opposites in that sense when it comes to energy, still struggling to feel like we belong in a room that was like glitter bomb energy, because I just can't keep up the same way that everybody can. And sometimes I do also want to hide in my room. So next time we go to an event, maybe we could hide in our rooms and eat some pizza together and just like zone it all out. But what gave you the courage to burn everything down and start another new business?
The thing that gave me the, I wouldn't call it courage. it was more like I hit a wall and I realized like, this is what I have to do. And if I keep showing up the way that I've been showing up and trying to do the things that I've been doing, I'm just going to burn myself out. And I've been there before and I know what it feels like and I know what it looks like. And to me, it's not worth it. And it was investing a lot of money in a coach who like held my feet to the fire and really held me accountable and says, told me, this is what you have to do. Like, if this is what you say you want, this is how you get there. You have to go through this uncomfortable process before you can get the business, the life, the relationships that you say you want, because you're functioning so much out of this identity that isn't really you. And so it was a combination of just knowing the alternative, what burnout really feels like, and not wanting to go there again. And then having this person in my life who cared so much about my journey and who I had invested a good amount of money in. Like, when you invest money in something, like, you call yourself to the line, you have to show up. It was a combination of both. And I'm not going to say it was easy, because I know, you know, this person who is my coach, she's intense, just like me. And we both do have a lot of energy, but neither one of us is that glitter bomb energy. We are both very much an intense sort of masculine type energy. And we fought, like, for a solid month. I fought with her. And she would ask me to do things and she would challenge me in things. And I fought her for a month straight before I finally just let go and said, okay, like, I said I trusted you, so I'm going to trust you and I'm going to do what you tell me I need to do. And even if it's uncomfortable and even if it's hard and even if it doesn't feel good and even if it doesn't make sense to me in the moment, I'm going to do it because I said I trusted you. And so I have to hold myself accountable. And if I don't, I know the alternative. I don't want to go back there.
Yeah. Yeah. I can visualize these coaching calls. And like this, I just want to, like, pass me the popcorn. Can I just be on the other side? But as, like, an Enneagram 9, which is the peacekeeper, I'd be so uncomfortable. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because she and I are both Enneagram 8s and we're very, very intense. And we do have a lot of energy. But it doesn't show up the same way as, like, your energy. You know, you, when you show up in your energy, you have a lot of energy too, but your energy is a very different energy. It's a softer energy. It's a more, I keep using glitter, but, like, it's a glitterier energy.
I'm not mad at being a glitter energy. I kind of like that. I'm like, that sounds fun. Sounds messy, but it sounds fun. So
Sometimes we'll messy throw some is glitter
fun. In the air, which is just really, yeah, a beautiful thing. And it's so, like, where we talked about human design before this, we were hanging out just chatting, and it's like manifesting generators are multi-passionate. The fact that you've had so many businesses is what some people in this world would say is unconventional, but, like, it's so aligned with who you are as a multi-passionate person to hop things around, try things out while it's, you know, serving you, and then burn it to the ground and start something fresh, or sell it like you did and start something fresh. And I just love that. And this podcast is all about embracing your truth and being different and being unconventional. And you're unconventional in so many ways, which I hope that that's okay to say. You're just like, Jess, come on.
Absolutely.
But it's the truth. We know it's the truth. So can you talk a bit about your unconventional life as a single parent and also as a business owner and also as someone in this world who maybe has, you know, a harsher energy than maybe the glitter, right? It's different as a woman to have that strong energy. It's something that I admire so much, though, because I think masculine and energy, of course, were meant to, like, meet together, and it's a beautiful mesh. Everybody who's on that feminine flowy side always wants that more masculine. People on that masculine side are always like, I wish I could flow a little more. It's so interesting how we were made like that. But can you tell us a bit about your unconventional life and, you know, how you've stepped into this life of, like, living fully as you are?
Yeah. And, you know, it's when you look at the different businesses that I've had, and there were several in between the two that I kind of focused on a little bit, but it's like, I think it's important to share with people that if you're the type of person who is in this entrepreneurial world, if you've got an entrepreneurial spirit, just because you start one thing, just because you see one thing as the thing you want to try, it doesn't mean that you have to keep doing that forever. It doesn't mean that that's the thing you have to do forever. And I also think it's important for people who are in a career to have permission to shift if they find themselves in a career that doesn't feel aligned, that doesn't feel good to them. And I always like to say, like, when you shift from one thing to another, and I've recognized this so much in my own journey, is you're not starting over from zero. You're not starting over with nothing. You're starting over with experience. And I've been able to take the things that I've learned and the things that I've experienced in the different businesses that I've built and carry that with me into, you know, the businesses I've built after that. And it's like going from event planning. There is so much that you learn and do in a business like event planning. It's, you know, it's everything from communicating to people in various different ways to problem solving. There is so much problem solving in event planning. There is so much just like chaos control in event planning. But not only that, but like I learned how to build and design websites because I had to do it. And I learned how to, you know, market myself, and I learned how to sell. I learned how to write contracts. And then going into businesses after that, I was able to take those skills that I had learned. And then, you know, getting my certification in accounting and doing accounting and working with professional business owners and doing taxes. It's like learning the numbers side of things and understanding how that works. And then understanding these business models that are a little bit more professional and a little bit more masculine energy and being in that world. And then being able to take the skills and the communication that I learn and develop in that and carry that into my coaching and into my, you know, business consulting and into speaking and into just engaging with different people who have different energies. Because another one of the things that like I've really had to learn is everybody does show up with a different energy. And if you're communicating all the time, if I'm communicating all the time in this high intensity, masculine, sort of abrasive energy that I can naturally go to very easily, not everybody's going to receive that well. And it's learning how to identify the energy that's coming from the other people so that you can communicate in a way that they can receive and that they can feel like their voice is being heard, because I can naturally be very overpowering and I don't want to be that way, you know, if I'm coaching somebody who might be a little bit quieter, who might have a softer energy. I want to show up in a way that they can receive and feel safe. And if they don't feel safe with me, then I'm not showing up the way I'm supposed to show up. And so this sort of unconventional journey is really just a process of taking the things as you go and learning the things as you go and carrying them into whatever's next and being open and willing to change the path that you're on if you recognize another path might be a better fit.
I am loving this episode with Josie and really just how she's diving into being authentically herself. How beautiful is that? And something I know all of us are striving for, just to be that authentic version of ourselves every single day. And that's why I'm popping into the middle of this episode just to remind you of two quick things. One, our Selfish Sisterhood March calendar is freaking fire. We have some really exciting things coming up, including our regular sisterhood chats where we can come and just chat about absolutely anything on our heart, biz chats where we can talk about the business things and we can brainstorm ideas, but we also do monthly goal setting, Q&As. This month we have our manifestation workshop with Evie Avila, and of course, everyone's favorite, the Morning Club, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, where you can come in, your mic is totally off, but you know you're going to be held accountable for those things that you've been wanting to do in your morning routine, in your lifestyle, and all of the aspects that you really need that extra confidence boost right now. So if you are looking for something just like this, a community where you can come and practice being yourself in a safe zone, this is for you. I'll put all the information in the show notes for you to be able to check it out. But March is a beautiful month to join. And if you're like, okay, I want to dabble with this, Jess, I want to check it out, we do have a week free trial where you can come in, check things out for a week and see if it's a good fit for you. And if you're looking for something a little more in person, and by a little more, I mean a lot more in person, we just had a room open up for our sold out retreat happening in Barbados from April 28th to May 4th. This has been sold out since June, so there hasn't been any rooms open. And if you're like, you know what, I actually would really love to come and swim with the turtles and have a week long retreat of boosting our confidence, connecting with incredible women, and really just diving into our authentic selves, this is the retreat for you. So I will also put all of that information in the show notes for you. There is only one room that opened up. So you can either have a room to yourself or come with your BFF where you can share the room together. And I am so excited for this event. Like, Countdown has been on for a really long time. We've been planning it for a year, but we are like 60 days away. And I truly do believe that it's opening up for the right person, and maybe that person is you. So if you feel the itch and you're just like, okay, I want to learn more, send me a message, connect with me online. I would be more than happy to chat things out with you and to see if this is the right opportunity for you. But it's happening in Barbados from April 28th to May 4th. I think that it's beautiful to see how different personalities can work with the world, right? And whether that's a, you know, a glitter energy or a, what's the opposite of glitter?
I don't know. A bulldozer? Sometimes that's what I feel like.
I'm not mad at that. That's actually like pretty freaking badass. You're like bulldozer energy. But it's like these energies can work with the world. Like, we're all here for a purpose. We all have something. And we were created this way for a reason. So it's just like a really beautiful thing to know whether we're different. We're different for a reason. And it's like a natural gift in this world. So I just love watching and hearing how that progression has worked for you. And even just like seeing you from that first event to where we are now, it's like, holy moly, like what a shift and what has changed. And it's just so beautiful. And even to see you from year one to year two and year two, mm-hmm. like you bringing your daughter with you to the event, and just like, it's just beautiful to watch. And that's what these communities are all about, right? Yeah. Meeting these people, even though you felt really uncomfortable, I felt really uncomfortable in there too, knowing that you still can find these connections that I just want to see you thrive. Like, just want to see you succeed, yeah. whatever that path is. And so can we talk a little bit about community too and what that's done for you, even though you were super uncomfy with it, what it's done for you to bring you out of your, you know, out of yourself a little bit more and to share that beauty that you have with the world.
Yeah. At that very first event, you know, like I talked about the discomfort. I talked about being uncomfortable. I talked about just feeling so out of place. But really, that's what I needed in that moment. I needed to be uncomfortable because I was not functioning from a place of authenticity. I needed to be challenged. I needed to be triggered. I needed to be made uncomfortable so that I could be forced to kind of look within myself and recognize how I was showing up that wasn't serving me. And so being in this environment, being in this community with all of these women who were so different from me really helped me to recognize, number one, how I am different and how that's okay. Like, I can be different. I don't have to be like everybody else. None of us are meant to be like everybody else. Even if we've got a room full of people who are showing up with glitter energy, like, they're all still very different from each other. It's recognizing how to find your people and then being okay, not just okay, but like really embracing the people who are different from you, because they show up and they show you things about yourself that you can't maybe see from the inside looking out. They mirror back to you some things about yourself that you might not be super comfortable with, and they force you to challenge your own perspective of who you are and how you're showing up. But then on the other hand, being able to see people who are maybe a little bit more similar to you, but maybe further on the journey, also gives you permission to be who you are authentically and not judge yourself over being different, and be able to step fully into who you're here to be because you see somebody else doing the things you know you want to do, but you maybe don't quite have the confidence yet to step fully into that. And seeing people ahead of you to be able to kind of follow really helps to build that confidence, because you're able to see that it's possible. You're able to see that it's not just that it's possible, but it's possible for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember going to an event. It would have been after this first event that we would have met at, but not that far after. And when I went to it, or maybe it was just right before. Anyways, doesn't matter. timeline does not matter. What matters is that I went to that event and I met someone there and they just had this beautiful energy. And I watched them like float around the room like an angel and like connect with people and smile and just was like, they just had this beautiful energy about them at this event. And literally I felt like I was just watching them float around the room. And I remember telling them that because I was like, you know what? Like, let's be weird and like tell people that I've been watching them for this whole day and just like admiring their energy. And she looked at me and she said, "Oh, honey, I'm just a mirror of what you don't see in yourself." And I was just like, shut the beep up. I don't have that. Like, I don't have that thing that you have. Like, you're literally floating around this room. And she's like, yeah, you do. Like, that's why you see it in me, because you have it too. And I was like, dead. Like, I just couldn't even grasp that concept of me having that, you know, vision of something that I see so like clearly and so beautifully in someone else. And so I just find it so interesting because we go to these events and we look around the room and we see everyone else doing all the things that we'd want to be doing. Or we see like, you know, just like, oh, that person's so beautiful. Like that outfit looks so good on them. Or we see, wow, they speak so eloquently. Like I'm like, what a beautiful gift they have to be able to speak. And like, I can see all of those things in you. Like I can sit here and be like I told you just earlier on your podcast, you have like the perfect radio voice. Stunning, beautiful, like such beautiful energy. I love that masculine do energy. Like, yes, it, of course it could lead to burnout, but a feminine energy can lead to burnout too. So it's just like seeing all these beautiful things in you. And when, oh, I feel emotionally, as I said, we look in the mirror and we don't see it in ourselves. So can you take a minute and talk to the woman who maybe feels on the outside or is looking in the mirror and they do not see any of these beautiful things in themselves? What would you tell her right now? As she looks in the mirror.
I think it really goes back to what you were saying as you were watching this woman walk through the room, float through the room and connect with people. And you just, she looked like an angel. And it's recognizing the things that do make you emotional when you see them in other people. And knowing that if you have the capacity to see that in somebody else, it is because that capacity is within you. Mm. And maybe you're not feeling the confidence because you don't fully trust that you're capable of stepping into that energy. And so the other thing that's important to know is just because it's within you doesn't mean that you're showing up with it, right? Just because you have the capacity and you're designed to show up in that way doesn't necessarily mean that's the way you're showing up. So it's really an opportunity to self-reflect and to say, or to ask yourself, you know, what are the things that I recognize in other people that I find so beautiful that it almost does kind of bring me to tears or make me emotional? And then just acknowledging that because you see that, you have the capacity to be that. And then really just challenging yourself and asking yourself, am I showing up with that energy? And if I'm not, why? What's holding me back? What is holding me back from showing up with that energy? Because if you have the capacity to see it and to feel it, really, it's in the feeling. If you have that capacity, that's because it's within you. And recognizing the ways that maybe the world has told you that that's not the way you're supposed to be, or that's not the way you're supposed to show up, or that's not the energy that you're supposed to have because XYZ, something's wrong with it, or this other way is better, or you're trying to build a business in your masculine energy, but you're naturally more feminine. Like that's where the burnout comes in. It's if you're trying to do something fully in an energy that isn't your own, but really being honest with yourself about why it is you feel like you're not embodying that energy that you see in other people that you find so beautiful. And what is it that you believe about yourself that is preventing you from stepping into that energy? I think that's where we start.
Yeah. Yeah. sounds really simple. I know it's not as simple as it sounds, but it really is as simple as just like going where that energy is. Like, where is that thing, those people that you admire so much, and really leaning into that. Josie, you be dropping some truth bombs up in here today. Like, I love it. I love this conversation. I love spending time with you. Can you tell our listeners where they can connect with you online?
Yeah. So my podcast is called Realign with Your Purpose. You can find me there. I'm on Apple and Spotify. You can find me on Instagram at Josie Smith Official. And my website is josiesmithcoaching.com.
Amazing. And I will put all that information in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I need to connect with Josie, send her a DM, please like go over and check her out and give her all the information, because like, she's just this beautiful light. And I know she feels like a bulldozer, but like, I just feel like a warm hug hanging out with her. And it's just really, really a wonderful way to spend the afternoon.
Aww, so thank you.
You're welcome. I have a couple questions that I ask every guest that comes on the podcast. You ready?
No.
I did not give these to you before.
So no, you did like, not. Oh.
What is your favorite compliment to receive?
Oh, God.
You're like, shut the up. Come on, Jess.
Oh, that's a hard one. Accepting compliments, like hearing compliments and being like, yeah, I accept that. That's a really hard thing.
We've been working on that right now in the program that I have. It's all about like accepting compliments, giving them, which is so easy to do, right?
Right.
But like also receiving them and saying thank you and not just like, oh, this old thing. Like, yeah, I know it's hard.
You know, I would say the compliment that probably means the most to me. Now, if I'm being honest, when people are like, wow, you're so strong and powerful and, you know, I like that. That feels really good. That feels really good to my ego. But also, I know that I'm strong and powerful. So the one that I think probably means the most to me is when people actually feel compassion from me. Like when I'm able to show up and be compassionate and express compassion to people, and they're actually able to feel that from me. Because I am a little bit more abrasive sometimes and a little bit more of a bulldozer, and stepping into that softer energy, because I do intentionally want to show up and be compassionate. That's what I do. You know, when I'm helping women through this journey of entrepreneurship, of career development, it's like, I can't show up and be a bulldozer all the time. And I want them to know that I genuinely care about them. So when I'm able to show up and express compassion in a way that they can receive and they actually feel seen, heard, and understood, then I know that I'm doing what I'm meant to do.
I feel a big amount of compassion with you today, even just spending these last couple hours with you, this podcast, and of course with yours too. Like, I feel it. Like, I feel like we've just been like having this like wonderful afternoon of hugs talking about like some deep things. So I feel it.
Well, thank you.
All around you.
Well, thank you.
What is your favorite thing to do to boost your mood when you're feeling grumpy?
Oh, so as an Enneagram 8, one of my natural go-to emotions is anger. So I can go there pretty easily, but I can also get myself out of it pretty easily too, just by kind of talking myself off the ledge. I would say the one thing that has been the most transformative for me that we didn't really talk about is yoga. And it's one of the things that my coach had encouraged me to try. And I told her she was crazy. And I told her, I'm never doing that. Why would I do that? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And she just challenged me to just try it. And I did. And the first time I did, I cried. I had no idea why I was crying, but I just laid on the mat at the end of my yoga class and I cried. And then I remember telling her, like, I don't know what just happened, but I think that I need to keep doing this. So I'm actually now in the process of getting yoga certification to do somatic healing through yoga, which is something I'll be incorporating into my coaching once I get certified.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yeah. I really did not expect you to say that,
right?
Especially when we were going in the direction of like Enneagram 8 and anger. Because I've had some other friends who've come on and they're like, oh yeah, I smash some pillows, like I scream, all these things. I did not expect you to say yoga. I love that so much. That's so cool. It's so cool that you'll be incorporating that into your business.
Yeah, it gives me a way to kind of bring in that feminine energy that because we do need a balance, right? Like I do have a natural tendency toward masculine energy, but balancing it with the feminine allows me to communicate to different people in the way that they can receive. And it also allows me to just kind of embody really fully who I am here to be. Because I'm not fully masculine. I do have feminine energy. It's just a little bit deeper.
Yes. Yeah, I
But that
love
allows me to
that.
really bring it out. Yeah.
So cool. Oh, I'm so excited to hear more about that. Do you have a song or a quote that boosts your confidence?
I like to like if I'm trying to get kind of pumped up and listen to a playlist, I will typically put on like a Pink album. I love Pink.
Me too.
She's like of all the people that are like out in the world, I'm not somebody who would fangirl over just anybody. I think she's probably the only person I might fangirl over.
100% the same. I
Yeah.
don't do a lot of like the celebrity things, but like I think if I met Pink in person, I'd be like, girl, please come over.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
Can we be best friends?
I will like feed you anything you want. Come over, bring the fam. Like, her energy is so beautiful. She's so
Yes.
strong. And I was li just listening to her album before I came on this to pump myself up. So we'd be pumping up together with some Pink.
Yay.
If she goes touring again, then I'm calling you up, Josie.
For
I will
sure.
go wherever.
For sure. Have you heard her interview on Howard Stern?
No.
Okay, so
I might have heard pieces of it, actually.
it was probably about a year ago she was on Howard Stern. It was a freaking kick-ass interview. Yeah.
Oh, so cool. Oh, I love that. Well, thanks so much for being here today and for sharing your truth and your light with us and just, yeah, giving us a little taste of your beautiful energy.
Thank you, Jess. This was so fun. I really appreciate you letting me come on and talk to your people.
I love having you here. You're always welcome. What's up, sis? I am so glad we could hang out today. If you love this episode, send it to a friend or share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me sprinkle some confidence in the world. And don't forget, you are magic. Let's show the world your shine.